Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced from alexmerced.com. I'm here hanging out on a beautiful day here at Union Square with my friend Paola Bauli, and I'm going to let her introduce herself real quick.
Hi everybody, this is Paola. I reached out to Alex to talk to him about all this fun new stuff in my life called social media.
Got it. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what projects you have going on, all that good stuff.
A little bit of everything. I'm a property manager. I'm also a photographer and diving into anything and everything art and art related. I'm interested into what it means to the world in the sense that it's a very small world, but yet at the same time, art is everywhere and everybody's an artist in their own way. And I'm trying to do the same.
Yeah, so that's especially what I love about New York. Like, it's like the thing is that here is like everybody's like has like a go attitude, which I love. Like, I'm sitting there like, everybody is a good person to know.
Yeah,
so it's like, I love that about New York. So how long have you been in New York?
I moved to New York from Boston 10 years ago, actually.
Got it. And, And did you grow up in Boston?
I did. Well, I came from Colombia when I was 9.
Got it.
I went to UMass Amherst, and right after college is when I moved to New York. And I've been here ever since, working in real estate, but now just really exploring, you know, what's in my heart. You know, they tell you to do that all the time, but it's really difficult sometimes. And you know, I think it's never too late to start, and it's like, you know, whatever, screw it, just do it.
It's never too late, and it's always the right time.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Anything else you'd like to say?
Just stay tuned to Alex. He's going to be a big man soon, and I'm happy that I, you know, reached out, and that he was very quick and eager to be like, yes, let's talk. Because I do feel like he knows something that I don't, and I want to know it.
Oh, thank you. You're making me blush. But you said you registered your domain name. What's going to be the domain name for your future website?
I think it's just going to be my name, paolabowley.com, because a lot of photographers do that. They just go by their name. And in essence, what we've been talking about is just building myself as a brand and everything that I'm involved with, like nutritional, you know, holistic health and art and photography. And business, you know, I'm also in real estate. It's my base. I think it'll never go away. People always reaching out to me, asking me questions, or figuring out where can I live, or hook me up. So I think it's a good way to merge it all, and also at the same time be international. You know, there's no way I can hide because it's my name.
That's the way to do it. The best thing to do is not hide. It's just, you know,
Yeah. Just
be out there. Like if everyone knows everything about you, there's nothing they can use against you, you know? That's the way I look at it. It's like, hey, you know, everything about me is out there, and, you know, what else, you know, the bad stuff, the good stuff, it's all there. There's nothing you can really go from there, so. But, yes, that's Paola. Check out her website when it's ready. I'll definitely make sure to blog about it and tell you, make sure you guys are aware. And, again, just keep checking me out at alexmerced.com, and thank you guys very much.